Success isn't what we think it is. For generations, we've believed that achievement comes through relentless ambition, strategic self-interest, and competitive drive. But what if this fundamental assumption is wrong? What if the most successful people aren't those who take the most, but those who give the most? This counterintuitive truth forms the foundation of give and take, where extensive research reveals something remarkable. Givers dominate both the bottom and the top of success ladders. The crucial difference? Strategic giving versus selfless giving. The most successful people combine ambition with generosity, creating paths that elevate both themselves and others. Their success feels deserved rather than threatening, creating a positive cycle that reinforces their achievements. In our increasingly interconnected world, this approach isn't just morally admirable, it's becoming the most direct route to sustainable success. Professional interactions follow three patterns. Takers extract value, protecting their time and ensuring recognition for their contributions. Givers contribute freely without immediate expectations, sharing knowledge and support. Matchers maintain equilibrium by tracking exchanges for fairness. Most people naturally gravitate toward matching, balancing self-protection with relationship maintenance. These styles show intriguing correlations with success. Givers appear at both extremes, occupying the lowest and highest levels of achievement, often surpassing takers and matchers in productivity. Successful givers maintain their generosity but act strategically, recognizing that helping others complements rather than compromises personal goals. Kenneth Lay's story exemplifies the contrast between authentic and strategic giving. His public image showcased generosity through charitable giving and employee support. Yet Enron's collapse revealed deeply self-serving motives. Takers often employ a peacock strategy, displaying impressive credentials while evaluating relationships for utility. Givers follow a panda approach, less showy but genuine, fostering networks based on others' success. Today's digital transparency makes it increasingly difficult for takers to masquerade as givers. Consider Abraham Lincoln's political journey. When his colleague Norman Sampson withdrew from an 1854 Senate race to support another candidate based on principle rather than self-interest, he demonstrated the essence of giving. This sacrifice appeared costly initially, but established a reputation for integrity that transformed potential adversaries into allies. Lincoln himself consistently placed others' welfare above personal ambitions, building a network of loyal supporters who recognized his genuine concern for their interests. This approach yields tremendous dividends over time. In our service-dominated economy, the giver's advantage has become increasingly apparent. Modern workplaces depend on collaboration and interdependent roles, conditions where givers naturally thrive. Medical studies reveal that givers initially lag behind peers but ultimately outperform them as teamwork becomes more central to success. Think of giving as creating compound interest in professional relationships. Small investments of generosity accumulate into substantial returns over time. Financial advisor Peter Audette transformed seemingly minor client interactions into significant business opportunities by focusing on clients' holistic needs rather than immediate commissions. His story exemplifies how genuine concern for others creates sustainable success that benefits everyone involved. While takers network to get, givers network to give, creating resilient structures that benefit all participants. George Meyer's journey at The Simpsons shows how giving shapes creative success. Instead of hoarding ideas, he shared freely and fostered collaboration, creating an environment where collective creativity thrived. In contrast, Frank Lloyd Wright's creative drought during his isolated period only ended when he began accepting apprentices at Taliesin, proving that even celebrated lone geniuses benefit from creative interdependence. Creative givers stand out in how they handle the responsibility bias, our tendency to overestimate our own contributions. While takers claim outsized credit, givers recognize others' efforts and excel at bridging the perspective gap by seeing through others' eyes. By nurturing creativity and creating psychological safety for risk-taking, givers build creative cultures that produce extraordinary results, transforming entire creative ecosystems beyond individual capability. What enables certain individuals to consistently spot and nurture hidden talent? Accounting professor C.J. Skender exemplifies this ability, looking beyond grades to qualities like curiosity, perseverance, and character that better predict long-term success. Research supports the power of believing in others' potential. Dov Eden's studies with the Israeli Defense Forces revealed the Pygmalion effect. When leaders expect high performance from randomly selected trainees, increased attention and feedback lead to superior results. Givers excel at talent development because they naturally see potential in others. While takers and matchers focus on proven performers, givers invest in overlooked talent. Professor Skender demonstrated this by believing in struggling student Marie Archuri, whose persistence eventually led to career success. Unlike takers who hold on to failing investments due to ego, effective talent developers know when to let go. Their focus on collective success rather than personal validation enables better decision-making, creating environments where talent thrives through support and belief in potential. Dave Walton's courtroom victory demonstrates how vulnerability can triumph over dominance. His modest, authentic approach connected with the jury more effectively than his impressive opponent's forceful style, leading to a record verdict. In sales, powerless communication means asking questions rather than making declarations. While takers dominate conversations, givers ask questions to understand needs. Studies of opticians showed givers significantly outperforming others in sales by creating authentic connections through this approach. Seeking advice, acknowledging limitations, and requesting help can be a powerful negotiation tool. When Annie faced an unfavorable severance offer, asking senior leaders for advice transformed them from adversaries into allies, resulting in a better outcome. This approach works because powerless communication reduces defensive responses, typically triggered by dominance displays. Vulnerability signals authenticity and invites openness, creating psychological safety for genuine connection. This isn't about being passive, it's about engaging authentically while making space for others' contributions. Giver burnout stems not from excessive giving, but from failing to see the impact of one's contributions. When givers can't perceive their influence, motivation naturally declines. The key is structuring giving for clear impact feedback. When university fundraisers met scholarship recipients or radiologists saw patient photos alongside scans, their performance improved significantly. Seeing tangible human impact transforms abstract tasks into meaningful work. Otherish giving, balancing others' needs with self-care, proves more sustainable than pure selflessness. Givers who maintain their well-being often contribute more over time than those who completely sacrifice themselves. This requires strategic choices about when and how to give, selecting opportunities that align with personal strengths, and setting appropriate boundaries. For organizations fostering giving cultures, creating feedback mechanisms is crucial. Connecting employees with beneficiaries, public recognition, and sharing success stories can transform giving from depleting to energizing.